And so there you have it, season 2. Now, we began the season by exploring some of the fears that get exposed when we begin to date our ego but marry our souls. And so, we began with the 21st century's greatest obsession, money. We met with two people, the CEO of The Authentic Creator, Christian Cruz, and the CEO of The Spiritual Millionaire, Hillary Moore. Our chats with them were very insightful in that we realized that to live with the freedom of a millionaire, you do not have to accumulate millions of dollars. From there on, we heard from a yogini from the Himalayas, philanthropist Suman Satyarupa, shared with us the significance of what we do on our yoga mats in every yoga class. And I was really pleased to hear it is more than toning our yoga bum. We then went on to discuss self-love and how self-sabotage is the only deterrent to us realizing success and contentment. We did this with Susan Gunner, and you could head over to her website warrioroflove.co.uk to take part in her 3-part series on defeating your limiting beliefs. I find that our limiting beliefs are only a next stage of fears we come across when we begin to marry our souls. And in the middle of the season, I got to speak with Kate Montana, who is the author of the book The E Word. Kate made the whole process around marrying your soul and being spiritual as human as it could possibly get. Her honesty and integrity is something that will stay with me for a really long time to come. If you haven't heard of the E Word, I would strongly encourage you to head over to katemontana.com, grab a copy, listen to her interviews. This woman made being spiritual all human. She took the bullshit out of spirituality and she made it real and relatable for us. A conversation I will not forget for a while to come, and a person I will cherish and follow for years to come. If you haven't checked out Kate's work, I would strongly encourage you to head over to katemontana.com and get a glimpse into her magical world of how natural marrying your soul exactly is. Finally, in season 2, I left you with a stress relief tool that you could perform on yourself at home, in a taxi, in a bathroom, wherever you need it, in 2 or 3 minutes, relieve pressure and pain without needing to turn to intoxicants. To do so, I interviewed one of London's leading practitioners, Marie Ricks, and this is your bonus tool for the season, and I hope you will utilize it, whether it's bonus season stressing you out or holiday season. Try tapping. You will not regret it. And finally, something very different to end season 2. Here in the UK and around the world, in November, we honor men and their mental health with a movement called Movember. To do so, I spoke with the CEO of Men Matter Most Counseling, Reed Zerlo. Reed pointed out that a man's greatest superpower is embracing his vulnerability. Head over to the last episode of this season to understand how and why it is important for men to embrace their vulnerability. Now, there you have it. A season that has something soulful for everyone. Whether you're spending your upcoming holidays on a beach, in a cabin in the woods, or trekking, take a bit of all the lessons and tips we have been given. I am confident it will enrich your lives. This is your host, Serafina, leaving you with a little more love for life.